Aaron, you've often talked about the journey to try to get to the World Series. Now that you're there with this ball club, what are your emotions? What are your feelings about this whole thing?
Yeah, the journey's always a tough one, but I think that's the fun in all this is, you know, enjoying those, the good times, the bad times, learning from them, trying to improve from them so you can get to this point. So, you know, now getting to this point, this is where the real fun starts. You know, for years as a kid watching the Yankees, you know, playing the World Series, win World Series, you know, just that excitement, the emotion, how the city comes alive is something, you know, definitely special, and you know, looking forward to doing that with this group.
From your left, Aaron, Brian.
Aaron, when you guys played them in June, what did you take away from that series?
Well, they're a great ball club. You know, they're a complete team. They got the, you can talk about their offense where they start off with three, you know, MVPs back to back to back there with, you know, I know Freddie's a little banged up that ankle, but, you know, Shohei, Mookie, and him, that's a tough three to go through to start off a game. You know, they got a great pitching staff. I know they added a couple bullpen pieces to their bullpen, but just a complete team. You know, they're fast, they're athletic, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark. Just a truly dynamic team. So it was definitely a fun series. I know it didn't go the way we wanted to here, but definitely fun always playing them.
Other than the obvious, what do you admire about Shohei?
Other than the obvious, I feel like everything's obvious. You know, hits for average, hits for power, the speed. You know, doing what he did this year with the 50 stolen bases, that's it got talked about a lot, but I don't think it got talked about enough. It's just he's an impressive athlete, you know, the best player in the game, and you know, what an ambassador for this sport.
Third row on your right, Otis.
What does it say about the resiliency of this team? You started out as the best team in the majors, then you had a lull there where it was like playing some of the worst baseball, but now you're here where you were expected to be.
Well, I think our confidence never changed. You know, I think the outside noise had its narratives that they wanted to, you know, say based on how the games were going. But everybody in this room never faltered after a couple tough games, after a couple tough series. We knew what we're capable of and what we can do. So, you know, for us, nothing really changed. You know, we had to answer some tough questions and, you know, definitely had to make some adjustments at times to get back to where we knew we needed to be. But, you know, this is a confident group that goes out there and lays it on the line every single game. So, you know, to battle through that 162 tough season, you know, go out there, win our division, you know, win the AL. It just speaks volumes to the guys we got in that room and, you know, just how gritty they are to go through the ups and downs and, you know, keep pushing forward.
Right behind you, Otis, if you don't mind passing the mic. Thanks.
Hey, Aaron, obviously a couple more ties to the West Coast than most of your teammates. Any chains or anything you're excited to have while you're out there for a little bit of an extended time?
I haven't thought about it too much. I always love hitting in and out though when we go out to the West Coast, but it's gonna be fun. I got a lot of family down there in Southern California, a lot of cousins that are down there that are, you know, gonna be coming to the game. But you know, I always love playing at Dodger Stadium. It's electric atmosphere, you know, one of the best fields in the game. It's definitely, I think a lot of guys are looking forward to. I know even Giancarlo as well. He's talked about it. You know, it's his favorite place to play. So it's definitely going to be a good time out there with a lot of friends and family, and it's going to be a good time.
We'll go to Brendan on your right, Aaron.
Aaron, your manager has talked a lot about the closeness of this team. Could you describe that closeness, and where do you think it comes from?
Yeah, we got each other's back. You know, we got a lot of young guys in this room, a lot of young guys that have played with each other kind of coming up. You know, I know Wellesley and Volpe played together kind of coming up, especially with Dominguez. So I think their times through the minor leagues kind of build a strong core along with Cabrera. But then our veteran guys, you know, they know how hard it is to play in New York. You know, the scrutiny, the expectations day in and day out. And, you know, then we added a couple new pieces. You know, you add Soto, you add Stroman. You know, we traded for Jazz. Verdugo, we just, you know, kind of welcomed everybody in. And I think that's the biggest thing is we just kind of rely on each other. You know, if someone's going through a tough time, we always try to go out there and pick them up, you know, be there for each other, because we know how hard this game is. And, you know, especially wearing pinstripes, it's tough. It's no other, it's like no other place to play in the big leagues. So I think it's just really getting knocked down a couple times throughout the season, you know, kind of builds that family unity, you know, going through those tough times, going through those tough series, those lulls, you know, and kind of all of us picking each other up. I think that's where this unity comes from, because, yeah, even though we won our division, there were some couple tough weeks there. But, you know, we just relied on each other, you know, try to block everything out. And I think, you know, going through those tough times, you can kind of look around the room and, you know, hey, I relied on this guy to pick me up. You know, Doogie picked me up several times. You know, we picked up G, getting Garrett Cole back and the stuff he went through. It's just everybody relied on each other. Everybody had each other's back. And I think that's what kind of drew us together as a family.
Good. Eric, then Ron.
Aaron, you mentioned Giancarlo before. How would you describe what you saw from him the first two rounds of the playoffs?
That's a big G we know. Consistent at bats. Doesn't matter what's going on in the game, if we're up in the game, if we're down in the game, if it's a tie ball game, early, late, he's going to give you a quality at bat. And you know, we saw it game after game where he either came up with a big homer, came up with a big hit to, you know, driving a couple runs, took a walk when he needed to set something else up. Just the guy's locked in. I think we see that every postseason out of him. And I just love when October comes around for him.
And then you talked before Juan Soto got here about, you know, the transformational bat, generational talent, I think was a phrase that you used. What did you learn about him this year actually playing with him? You knew you were getting a talent, but what didn't you know and that you came to learn?
Well, anytime you see superstars like that, you know, a lot of it is God-given ability, but I think getting a chance to see the hard work and dedication he puts in behind the scenes. I think it might have been early May. We were in Minnesota. I think he had a couple bad games. But, you know, I saw him in the cage. He'd show up early. He's doing work with Pat Russler. And I was kind of talking to him, like, hey, like, what are you working on? What are you doing? He's like, I just don't feel right. This isn't feeling right. And all of a sudden, I'm looking up at the scoreboard, and he's hitting 320, 15 homers. I'm like, I think you're doing all right. So it's just impressive to see even a guy like him who's, you know, it looks like he's got it all figured out. He continues to put in the work, put in the dedication year in and year out. So that was pretty cool to see just from, you know, he's just one of the best players in the game. He's a superstar, and, you know, he continues to want to improve and continue to, you know, do better. So it's definitely what I saw.
Ron, right up front, Aaron.
You've seen over the years players from the 90s come by through the ballpark, players from the 70s, even a handful from the 60s. Is there something you think in stature that separates the ones who've won World Series rings from everyone else in the groups in Yankee history?
They definitely got a different aura walking around here when they, you know, you got a couple rings on your finger. So I think that's the biggest thing is you just see that they're battle tested. They've been through the grind, they've been through the ups and downs, and, you know, they came out on top. So you definitely see that when those guys come through here.
And a couple of the guys have mentioned when they were traded here or signed here and got here that you went out of your way to welcome them and, like, answer questions. When in the decade here did you feel that was part of yours to take on?
I've always tried to do that. You know, I think it's a little tough as a rookie when you're, you know, first get called up in 16, 17. You know, we had some good veteran leaders around here that kind of took that reign. But, you know, 18, 19, you know, we added a couple new guys. I always tried to reach out to them, just make them feel comfortable. You know, I've been with the Yankees organization for a while, and I just felt like that was what I saw the veteran guys do, and I just wanted to be a part of that. And, you know, I could try to continue to do that to this day and try to show our younger guys the same thing. Like, hey, that's how you do it around here, because the quicker we can get these guys feeling comfortable with us, feeling like they're a part of this team, the better they're going to be playing, the better they're going to help us, and they're going to help us win games. So that's just always been something I try to do, because this is a tough game, but if you're comfortable, you're going to play better.
Thank you.
We'll finish up very quickly with Eric Koh before Aaron Boone comes in.
Hey, Aaron. You mentioned about Shohei, but I think a lot of baseball fans are looking forward to see you and Shohei facing each other in the World Series. You guys had a really both a good season. Are you also kind of excited to, you know, face Shohei in a big stage?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have had our battles throughout the regular season over the years. You know, when he was with the Angels playing, you know, kind of back and forth. You know, seeing him hit homers over my head and, you know, having some good series. But getting a chance to play on the biggest stage and the biggest moment, I think that's going to be pretty cool to watch. He's just, like I said, he's such a great ambassador for this game. You know, he plays the game the right way. You know, you see him hustling around the diamond. I think that just sets such a great example for our youth and all the kids that are going to be watching this series. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to this matchup.
Do you now have a rotation?
Oh, no. No, we'll talk about that today.
And just what's the plan for today? What's going on with you guys today?
So we're having a normal workout. A couple lives. Nestor's going live. But yeah, just kind of a normal workout today.
Up front on your left, Brian.
Aaron, you guys got to see the Dodgers here in June. What did you take away from those three games?
Yeah, I talk every now and then about fun series in the course of the regular season, you know, whether it's a division rival, it's a big series that you kind of have that juice and they're good games, you know, going to London, the Field of Dreams stuff. We've been to LA a couple times since I've been here in the regular seasons. Those always were really cool series, and the same rang true here in the Bronx. You know, obviously they beat us 2 out of 3, felt like 3 really competitive games. I think Juan was out in all of them, wasn't he? But you know, obviously know you're up against a great opponent, and but just looking back at that series, like it was just cool regular season, summertime in the Bronx, Dodgers coming in, haven't been here in a long time, and cool weekend.
Fourth row on your far right, Peter.
Hi, Aaron. Back here. What's it been like for you the last 5 years being able to give the ball to Gerrit Cole to start postseason series, and how can he set the tone for you in this one?
Yeah, I mean, he's been everything we could have hoped when we brought him here. You know, he's been, you know, one of this era's aces. Obviously, he's had a great career on a Hall of Fame track. You know, beat us in 19 with Houston, and then to be able to bring him here. You know, he obviously walked in here with a lot of expectations and a lot of weight on him to be the ace of our staff, and he's been every bit of that. But it's also not been without its moments, without like some, you know, he's had those moments of truth and tough moments that he's been so good at answering throughout his time with us. And he's proven himself to be a big game pitcher. And we're obviously, you know, blessed to be able to give him the ball to get this thing started.
Standing out your far right, Joel.
Aaron, in that June series, do you allow your mind to wander at all and say, I wonder if we're going to see those guys again?
Maybe a little. I mean, I think ever since I've been here, there's always been that, there's always that Yankee-Dodger thing. And certainly every year, you know, they and us have had one of those teams that you can envision playing each other in October. So maybe on some level it's always there a little bit, but when you're in the season, you know, you're so series to series and who you're playing and getting ready for that. But I think there's that always that underlying thing with the Dodgers and the Yankees.
If I could follow, is the fact that you think about it every year, but this is the first time that it's actually happened.
Yeah.
What do you think that reveals about the sport?
Yeah, that, you know, it's not easy to get to this point. And what's it been, 43 years since 81 were these two teams. And you think of the success of these two franchises that it's now been 43 years is remarkable, and showed you that, you know, I know well and good how hard it is to get to this point. So we're excited about it. We'll be ready for it, and just looking forward to hopefully a great series.
The fourth row in the right center aisle.
Hey, Aaron, kind of on that, you know, it seems like you guys have been circling each other for almost the entire 5 years. Is there any added, not that you need any more juice for the World Series, but is there added juice that finally, you know, everyone kind of agrees the best two teams in baseball are going head to head?
I'm sure there'll be that, you know, in the world, like the I'm sure the amount of people watching and paying attention, probably you're going to draw on even more people that will watch this World Series than would otherwise watch the World Series. So you're talking about a greater pool of people that will be interested in this. So we understand that. But for us, it's, you know, like we feel like we're going on a business trip tomorrow. You know, it's whether we're playing the Dodgers or whoever we are, to be able to get to the World Series and have a chance to play for a world championship, you know, that's what you work so hard for. To have that opportunity. So I don't think it really changes much for us. You know, obviously you understand there'll be more eyeballs on it, but honestly, it doesn't really change much for us.
If we could pass the microphone to Deesha. Thank you.
Aaron, is Soto the most confident player at the plate that not only you've managed, but in baseball, especially in those high pressure situations?
I don't know. I think we have a number of those kind of players that are pretty confident in what they can do. He's one of the greats that I've, you know, ever managed, but I'm managing a few of those guys. So one of the things that's certainly been enjoyable for me is getting to know Juan and kind of the person and who he is. And to see his at-bat quality all year. I go back to the first spring training game, like, where, you know, there were a lot of eyes on that and a lot of, and it's like you became very aware very early that, you know, I've described him as that his at-bats are like wars, battles, you know, like it's not too often that you see the crowd feed off of ball one, strike one with Juan, because he creates this theatrical battle of him and the pitcher, you know, as much as anyone I've ever seen.
I'll go to Ron and then Bruce.
Every time that Juan comes through and has a big hit, does part of you think, oh, that's only going to raise the cost to try to keep him here?
Not really. I mean, I'm more just like, I love him up there in those spots because I know just how tough his at-bats are. And it seems like the bigger the at-bat, the bigger the moment, he does have a knack for seizing that moment. And we've seen it all year, and culminating with an at-bat for the ages in the championship series. So hopefully there's more of those in front of us here this coming week, and looking forward to going to battle with him.
Got Bruce right next to you.
Judge, Ohtani, both likely MVPs, both home run champions in their leagues. What do you think of the matchup within the matchup?
I mean, obviously, you know, I've gotten to see Aaron now for 7 years. Got to know him well. Just the reverence I have for the person. Excited that he's going to get to go be on this stage. And of course, I know playing against Shohei, you know, what an amazing talent he is. And obviously, you know, going to the Dodgers this year and having the kind of season he's put out there. You know, I think it's great for the sport, great for baseball, and, you know, looking forward to the battle of it all.
Good. Nate in the second row, on your left.
Aaron, you mentioned the other day that you've been in communication with Joe Torre a little bit. I'm wondering if there's any bit of advice or wisdom that you've gleaned from him, either in those recent conversations or even just from being around him over the years, that you'll take with you into the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me coming over here at the trade deadline as a player in 2003, you know, he was just such a stabilizing factor for me. Such a steady presence in that seat. So, you know, I just my admiration for him right away. And I knew him a little bit before that, as a kid, when he was a broadcaster with the Angels, when my dad was with the Angels. So I knew him a little bit then, but then getting to play for him and just to see how he handled, you know, being the skipper of this team and just, you know, help put me at ease a little bit, you know, in what can be a whirlwind, a stressful environment when you're gone at the trade deadline and boom, into a new team and a new situation. So he just, to see him handle all that was impressive and hopefully something I've taken with me. You know, he's been more in a Major League Baseball role for most of my time here, but, you know, this year, you know, we got him to spring training. And it was so meaningful to so many of us, especially me, just to have him, you know, I first asked him and he said, yeah, I'll be there for, and he came up, you know, for several days with us. And the first, you know, he wasn't going to be in uniform. I asked him if, you know, if you want to get in uniform, it'd be great. And he's like, eh, I'm not sure about that. And after the first day in Tampa, when he was there, I brought it to him again. I'm like, what do you think about getting in uni? He said, all right. So then he got in uni. Then I got him to make a pitching change. But him being there with us for a few days was so impactful, I think, for our players and our coaches and certainly me. But I think it meant a lot to him, too. Like, I think him being there, I think he was looking forward to it. But then when he got here, I think he really enjoyed it. And then he's popped in every now and then. You know, he'll pop into Robbie's office and he'll just be sitting there. And usually before a game, he'll just pop in with me and we'll connect real quick and, you know, put his hands on me a little bit and just say, you know, go get him. Texted me right after we beat Cleveland, just, you know, his pride and in me and what we're doing and everything. So it means a lot. It really does. I mean, obviously he's a giant in the sport and Hall of Famer and an amazing player in his day too. And just, you know, has a tremendous amount of respect in our sport. And that certainly rings true for me in the respect I have for him. So for him to be around a little bit and for us to be able to communicate a little really does mean a lot to me.
Third row on your far right, Jorge.
Aaron, before this postseason started and right around when it did start, there was some talk out of Los Angeles that Shohei could pitch eventually. Are you guys preparing for that possibility? Do you expect him to see him on the mound at some point in the series?
I haven't given much thought to that. So, no, but... You know, if that's the case, we'll be ready for everything. You know, we know what everyone they have throws and what they feature and things like that. So we'll be prepared for anything.
A little beyond Jorge, we'll go to Greg.
You expect to go 14-12 again, or would you carry 13 pitchers? Just how much those guys worked in the CS?
Yeah, could be 13. We'll see.
A couple, and we'll finish up with two in the front row: Stephanie and Andy.
You're the manager, but presumably you learned from your players. What have you learned from being around Giancarlo?
I've talked about this a little bit before, but, you know, Giancarlo, he carries such respect in that room. You know, he's not a loud, vocal leader typically, but when he does say things, myself included, but definitely the team, like, you listen, because when he opens his mouth, he says a lot of smart things and a lot of thoughtful things. He's not just speaking to speak ever. So one of the things that I've taken with me that I can, and I've talked to you guys a little bit about this before, but I can remember where it was. I can remember the impact it had on the room and on me. And it's something that I've made a part of my spring training speech to these guys, or when I talk to them at any point during the year. When we lost in 21 in the wild card game to the Red Sox, he got up and spoke in the room afterwards. And it was one of those where G speaks, you listen. And he talked about... the noise, you know, that you know, that exists when you, you know, in this game and when you're in the playoffs, and certainly when you're in New York and playing for the Yankees, there's a lot of noise out there that can become a distraction for you. And it's everything from great, you want to hear how great you are, you want to hear how terrible you are, and everything in between. It's all out there for you to absorb and at your fingertips if you want it. And really, and what he's so good at is understanding that great or bad, it's noise, and it can get in your way. And one of the things I've seen and appreciated about G since he came here in 18 is watching him evolve and deal with that stuff. And he is as good as I've ever seen at, like, you can't affect him. You want to scream and yell at him, you want to praise him, whatever, it's all noise to him. He knows where to take his mind and where to take his focus and how to do it, and he is disciplined to it. And you know, I think it obviously serves him very well when we get into these situations where he's been such a good playoff performer. He's great at the noise is meaningless to him. You know, it's about the guys in that room and what his job is when he walks between the lines.
We'll finish up with Andy.
You were talking before about Soto being a battle on every pitch. I was wondering if you were asked to think about, like, how many times this season he's looked bad on a swing or made a bad swing decision or chased what you might think. Obviously it happens, but it seems like it happens so much less than with your average player.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's such a great hitter and you know, so disciplined to his routine and what he does to prepare. And his ability to adjust and process within the at-bat is really impressive. And I think the at-bat against Cleveland, you know, there are some funky swings in there where he's behind the count just spoiling and just kind of like a great player just processing the information that's coming his way each pitch and how to handle it and how to deal with it and how to apply it. And I mean, that's just a classic Juan Soto at-bat where you can kind of feel and sense and see him learning from every pitch and eventually getting one that he could do right. A lot of damage with.
So it's not like he never makes a mistake, but he immediately adjusts. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron.